Hello?
Hi Alex, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. He's on the line. Can I transfer the call?
Yeah, sure.
Thank you.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi, William?
Yes.
How you doing, man?
I'm okay. Thank you.
That's good. What
You
seems to be the issue?
okay? Well, I don't know when I started service. I think I'm on my second or third month, but after about the first month, well, first my telephone dropped out, and you sent a really sharp tech guy out here, and he checked everything and found out it was an update. He told me, anyway, that it was an update from Archtop that needed to be take place, and then I had the phone. And while he was here, he checked my internet speeds, and he used fast.com, and my internet speeds, I was only getting I was only had the 500 megabytes per second for $59. And okay, so I got my phone fixed, and then I've noticed then my speeds were always never I know it says up to on the advertisements, but my speeds never hardly ever went up to 500 ever. And always in the even it's been as low as in the 230 and in the 400s, but 300s, but never. I mean, maybe one out of I check it like 10 times a day. I just leave that window open, and every time I go to a new window, I that automatically does my internet speed. So, to make a long story short, I was getting really bad speeds, slow speeds, and I thought, okay, I'll try it. I went through a long talk with, one of the girls, and so I tried the 1 gigabyte, and for another $10 a month, and it, my speed has, I've had it now for, I don't remember my dates, but I would say close to a month now, through the whole month of December. And my speeds haven't moved not one bit. When I don't want the 1 gigabyte if I if my speeds don't haven't moved.
What speeds are you getting? And is it on Wi-Fi or are you directly connected to the
No,
router?
it's an iPad. It's a relatively new iPad. It's all up to date. It was working fine when I had Spectrum,
And
and
when you say slow speeds, are you like you're having like troubles like loading stuff on online?
Even like a YouTube sometimes will freeze up. I mean, yeah, it's sometimes it's the pages. Like right now, I have fast.com, 310 megabytes per second. That's just what I have right now,
That's
and
not, I mean, on Wi-Fi, that's not bad.
that's normal. I mean, but then what's the point? Well,
I mean,
I didn't understand. I mean, yeah, I didn't understand Wi-Fi when Archtop advertises, they say up to 1 gigabyte. So
yeah,
I suppose
so like if you directly connect to the actual router.
that's for a computer.
Yeah, like if you directly connect to it, you'll get it like with a PC that's able to take that amount, you'll get that amount for sure.
Well,
But on Wi-Fi, it's always going to be less. There's no matter what provider you go to, even if it's
okay. Well, what I would like then, if there's no difference in the speeds between, because when they advertised, Archtop advertised, they didn't mention the 500 on their cards that they continually mailed me. So I met a man in the street, and he told me to ask for that. So he was not a technician. I guess he was in sales or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And he helped hook me up. But I guess I would like to go back to that, because for the extra $10, I'm an old man, and you know, $10, you know, that's $120 a year. I'm worried about, you know, I don't have an income coming in. I only get my puny government checks, and I have to pay taxes on them and stuff. So if I'm not getting any benefit in the speed, then I want to go back to the 500 megabytes per second for $59, because this gigabyte doesn't do anything for me. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, that makes sense. So did you want me to transfer you back so you could do that?
Yeah, because I'm not getting any benefit from it. I'm not going to buy a computer just to have faster speeds. I'm just an old guy who pays bills and does some Black Friday shopping or whatever. You know, that's it. So yeah, drop me back down, because it's not going to make a difference. It hasn't made any difference since I've gotten it.
I apologize for that. I mean,
yeah, I was more happy with the Spectrum. I thought it worked a little bit better, and I had routers. I wasn't connected. I didn't have a direct connect. I still had my iPad, and my Spectrum. Yeah, that was $104 with the telephone, but it was pretty consistent. Not like ArchTalk, no.
I mean, did you want to make a formal complaint or something? Or?
Well, I already have spoken to someone before you, and yeah, you know, I mean, what am I gonna? You know, I'm between a rock and a hard place. I mean, I can't make any formal complaint. I'm gonna ask for my $10 for last month that I received. No benefit at all from going from a half to 1 gigabyte.
Mm-hmm.
So that she's gonna ask for me, and I guess drop me back down. And if the speeds are not good, then I don't stay. I go back to Spectrum. That's all. No sweat off. I mean, no. I already have the cables in my house and everything. So I just go back if it's not, you know, if it's not up to par. And no hard feelings, I just go, that's all.
And,
No formal issue.
No formal? And just another question. Just about...
Drop me down to 500, and then you can be done with me, and you can get on your way and have lunch or do whatever else you do.
No, you're my first concern. The lunch is, that has nothing to do with anything, you know.
That came out was a really good guy, so I'm not complaining anything about the technicians or any.
No, I mean, like you have a valid concern about your services. That's why I asked the question. It wasn't to you know, make you feel any type of way about, yeah, like well, your concerns are valid.
Okay, I get it, friend. That's good.
You know what I'm saying?
We're all living in America. Everybody's in your pocket, you know.
I feel that, but I just had actually just had one question, because I was just reviewing all the stuff on your with regards to your services. Did you remove an extender? Did you get an extender when the tech came out?
Did I get a what?
An extender.
What's an extender? What I have is.
Just that one tower, right?
When the first man came in to install that glass cable, he said, "Well, it's a little," he said, "it's a little short." Now in my spare bedroom, that's where it is, and I have like an arched closet with no doors on it, but it's an arch, you know, with just a shelf on the top. And so yes, I have. I have that
that
white
one tower. Yeah, one white tower. I mean,
kind of black spec there.
If you want, like, you can still downgrade you, but at the same time, do you still want to at least try an extender as well? Because I feel like, no, I feel like it looks like what's happening is a coverage issue.
An extender. Well, you mean another little doohickey?
Yeah, and it's free of cost. It's free of cost.
Okay. Well, I don't know. I never had that with the Spectrum. You know, everything was always in this place, and it's in the same place my Spectrum was.
You can keep that one there. With the extender, it will just give another access point for your devices to connect to whenever you move around the home. Because what it looks like is that sometimes it's like, because even let's say you start out of range and come in close to the router, sometimes the connection just doesn't refresh and give you that boost when you're right beside the router. So to having that secondary connection point might just enhance your experience.
I understand what you're saying, but you know, friend, my house is 700 square feet. It's two bedrooms, a living room, and an open kitchen and a bathroom. That's it. It's all one floor. It's a tiny little house. I don't know if that would do anything. Then you'd have to send a tech out there with that. I don't know if that's really gonna solve anything, because I mean, from where I use my iPad, I mean, I would say I'm less than 20 feet away from, you know, where the apparatus is. So it's not like I have a big house and then I go upstairs while this is downstairs or anything like that, you know.
Mm-hmm. Is there anything surrounding the router, like anything around it, like, is it surrounded by anything? Is it in an open space?
I could send you a photo if you want a photo.
No, I don't need a photo. If you could just describe like where it's positioned, that'd be great.
Here, I'll explain again now. I have on one wall in my bedroom, I have two closets, one on each side of where, what do I call this? The router. Let's just say it's the router. I know, I don't know the technical term. So in the middle of the wall, surrounded by two closets that are the same space, I have an open closet with a archway, and it's open. It's like, it's plaster. This is not sheetrock. This is like really the old, if you've ever been in old houses, they have, you know, that's plaster. Now, when the guy hooked me up to the internet, he ran the glass cable, and he had a job with it. He had to go in through downstairs and come up, and then he said, oh, it's a little short, but he hooked it up, so the apparatus, the router, the white thing there, that's probably right next to the arch. Like the middle of the arch is probably maybe an inch away from that router. So that's a pretty dense wall right there. So if that wall is interfering, I don't know how radio waves or Wi-Fi waves.
I mean, is there any metal, or like, is it a very thick wall, like very dense?
Yes, it's a very dense wall. And next
that could be causing the interference, but even then.
But it's such a small house. I mean, I can, if I walk, wait, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 steps now, I'm in the other bedroom already. You know?
I see what you're saying.
That's how close I am, so I don't know. I don't want to waste anybody's time to come out here for that. I don't, in my opinion, unprofessional who knows not even how to call these things what they truly are, I would say it's not going to really help me. And I don't even really have a place to put something. It's such a small house, I don't even really have a place.
I understand.
With that.
But I can definitely get someone to do the downgrade for you in 1 second.
Yeah, I'm not receiving any other benefit from it, so from upgrade. I know it's 10 puny dollars, you know, but make a big deal about it, but I just don't have it to blow. I mean, I went with the advertisements, and I thought I was going to go from $104 with Spectrum to $59 plus phone with Archtop, and it really hasn't paid off. I mean, Spectrum was very reliable, hardly ever went out on me.
Wait, I was a phone man. The phone's been doing similar stuff, or?
Excuse me?
The phone. How has the phone been?
Phone, well, like, you know, I live alone. My wife passed away. It's just me and the dog. My phone, I receive phone calls. I have the voicemail. It was nice, easy to set up.
That's right.
And I receive messages, but I only get like a phone call, a couple phone calls a week.
All right, so, I mean, at least that's working fine. I will definitely.
Yeah, because that's a direct connect, you know.
Yeah. But even then, I'm gonna escalate this upwards, right? Because there really isn't much of a reason why your speech should be that slow, like consistent. Like you shouldn't have trouble loading YouTube videos. But I'm gonna escalate this upwards regardless, because you know it is something that needs to be addressed.
Sometimes it freezes, and I have to hit the refresh to get it to go, you know?
And yeah.
Not all the time, but, I mean,
consistent,
you know,
enough that it's an issue.
It happens, and that never happened before,
look,
you know?
For me, if it's 4 or 5 times out of 10, that's too much already. Shouldn't even be around that range.
No, it's not that many times, no. It's maybe once or twice out of 20, but still, I never had that before, but
understandable.
I'm not gonna exaggerate it, no. But truly, my speeds. If I haven't had a 500, maybe one in 50 times, and then if I quickly test it again, then it usually goes down into 300 and 400. So usually that 500 seems like a fluke sometimes. So I hardly ever even hit 500. So
all right, well, I have so actually have someone downgrading you now, and then she it looks like she also already submitted a request for that credit too. So
yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah.
So she actually already handled all of that already.
Okay.
Was there anything else that was concerning you that I could assist with?
No, did you already do that to put me down, or no?
Yeah, it will take a couple, like, a few moments to process, but yeah, we've already done it.
Okay. Why don't you bump it up to 3 gigabytes and then just put on a bill that you put me down?
I wish I could.
$10 a month. Oh, this might be recorded for...
quality assurance purposes, right?
Okay, buddy. Well, okay. All right, then a couple more hours, you get to go home. So thank you for your help.
No problem. You have a beautiful rest of your day, all right?
All right, thanks. You too. Bye.
Bye now.